Yeah, I've never had a week that I didn't want to tape the show. No, never.
That's a lie. But I know that when you come up with this inception of doing this idea of this podcast, you said you wanted to do something fun, that it would be a cool hobby because you enjoyed listening to them, and you wanted to meet new people. And man, has this been a vehicle for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people who have been in our homes and who we vacationed with and, you know, a lot of different – it really is kind of amazing.
Our lives would be lesser had we never got to meet Big Fatty.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Yes. Amen. Yeah. Yes.
You know. We took a cruise with people we met because of this podcast.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Our lives would be lesser had we never got to meet Big Fatty.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Yes. Amen. Yeah.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2387 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 8th of March, 2017. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to talk about some little shows, and I'm going to tell you what's been going on since Sunday. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Pants Offers Beef. Fatty, please cover yourself. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Yo, your pants off us. Because y'all, Big Fatty is here at the villa all by himself. All by himself. So I am podcasting with pants off. Big Fatty, I knew I had a grumbling in my tummy, but I didn't know what it was. I thought it was some sort of vulgar food or something. Well, you know, there was some vulgar food that was going on. Y'all, let me just bring you up to date. Last time I recorded, I recorded the Monday and the two, I say Tuesday, little shows, Sunday afternoon, so I could spend Monday evening with the nap, because he was leaving on Tuesday morning. Got up. Sunday night, the Nip made it back from the old homestead. And y'all, he brought in this was one of those times where they were clearing out the old family home. And so anything he wanted in the family home that he could carry with him, he needed to take it now, because it was just everything else was just going to be thrown to the wolves. Big Fatty, they have wolves? Well, I don't know. So the Nip packed up a few things. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. The Nip brought some... And, you know, I know there are sentimental things that other people that look at it and they go, what in the fuck? The thing that got me, it wasn't necessarily the fact that the Nip brought these things to take back to San Francisco. Big Fatty, I thought he lived in Oakland and Joe lives in L.A. It's true. The fact that his parents had kept, I mean, the Nip is 51 years old, and y'all, his parents have kept just shit. I mean, just, y'all, there were little cartoon decorations that were a little circus motif thing that was on the wall in the bedroom when he was a small child. And that's one of the things he brought back. Y'all, why would you keep that? Why would you keep that? Big Fatty, who knows? He brought back a catcher's mitt. Catcher's mask. I didn't even know he played ball. Big Fatty plays with ball. Well, okay. He brought back letters that his grandmother had written him over the years. He brought back pictures. Yeah, I understand pictures. Some framed pictures he wasn't sure if he was going to ship the stuff back to Oakland. Yes, Big Fatty, Mike's in Oakland too, it's true. or if he was going to, you know, put it in his valise. And y'all, he brought back an old valise. I guess it was his grandmother's. Y'all, it looked like a train case. It was so ancient. Y'all, it looked like someone named Bernice. Bernice would have carried this to ride the locomotive. Big Fatty Bernice. Bernice's train case. Anyway, he brought all the stuff into the villa here, and y'all, he was going through it and all, and he's going, well, should I keep this? I don't know if I can get all this, get all this back with me. And y'all, what did we do for supper? Oh, y'all, that supper that night, you know, another one of the fine restaurants here in Charleston, you know, Charleston culinary, not a capital, but a culinary destination. Y'all, we went to the Cracker Pot, and he had the chicken and dumplings, and I was going to have the fried chicken special. They were out of it, so I had brufkas. I had scrambled eggs and country ham. Big Fatty, was it spelled? No, it was not spelled C-U-N-T. Hash brown casserole. I think there were grits and biscuits and all, too. Big Fatty, that's a lot of carbs. It's true. Anyway, we came back here. Y'all, I had explosive diarrhea again. Y'all, it's like if I go to a chain restaurant, it's like the fire department arrives and they turn on the hose and it, you know, beep. Y'all, it's a good way to clear out. Monday, he was going through all this stuff, and I said, this stuff, y'all, it was just musty. Everything smelled musty. He was going to be around all day on Monday to pack it and take it over to the UPS store, decide if he was just going to take it in Bernice's train case back with him. And he had another bag and all that he was going to take. On Monday, I got up. Everything smelled musty, so he decided he was going to move it out onto the back porch here at the villa. But y'all, he had to lock the screen door because he didn't want anyone stealing those wall decorations from his childhood room. So he locked the screen door. Big Fatty, thank goodness. And Big Fatty went to bed. And I think he watched some of that that Sulu program, you know, the Netflix and the Sulu, but I don't know. But Guy got up and went to the coal mine on Monday, and y'all, he piddled around the villa here and decided he was just not gonna go to the UPS store. Whatever didn't fit would just be thrown away. So Monday night he brought everything. No, we went to supper with our friends that we went to supper with on Friday night. Y'all, we went to a little Greek restaurant. It was delicious. It was just delicious. And y'all didn't have explosive diarrhea after going there. It must be something that the chain restaurants just, they put in a Big Fatty, they must put in poop prompters or something. Yes! But we got back here to the house, and he decided we were trying to figure out when he should go to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. He decided that I told him I thought he ought to leave here between the flight was at 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and I'm about 10 minutes from the Aeropuerto. But he had to turn in his rental car, and he had to check Bernice's train case in his other bag, and he did not have the TSA pre-check, so he was going to have to go through the long line with that, And he was flying first class. Big Fatty Highfalutin, it's true. So he would be the first group to board. So I said, well, if your flight leaves at 7:30, they usually board about 40 minutes ahead of time. So that's 10 minutes to 7. And, you know, you move it back another 10 minutes. That's 20 minutes to 7 for the 10 minutes to get there. Then you got to turn the car in. And then you got to do the security, and you've got to check your valise and everything. So I said, I think y'all to leave here between 5:45 and 6. And so y'all, he decided that he'd go fill up the rental broom with gasoline. Y'all, he was wanting something sweet. So I said, well, you can go over to the Walmart. You know, they've got a grocery store, and, you know, they'll have some pastries or something there in the bakery. So, y'all, he did that, and, y'all, he walked in, and there was a display case of donuts, and back behind the display case, there was a person there that was, it looked like they were refilling the donuts there. And so the nip walked up, and he's looked in there, and he said, hi, how are you? And y'all, person didn't say a word. And y'all, so he looked up to see if the person was, you know, what was wrong with the person. Y'all, it was a mirror. See y'all today, the 8th of March. Y'all, it's a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person in person. I think twice at the Pride 48 Lost Wages, y'all, and he is up there in the VT. Big Fatty, what does that mean? It's the Vermont. Y'all, it is that John in Vermont. Big Fatty, we love John in Vermont, or John in VT. And y'all, he's just as sweet a man as you'll meet. A very, very quiet. Big Fatty, he probably couldn't get a word in edgewise at the Pride 48. Well, maybe so. But anyway, y'all, I don't know if John is on the Big Fatty, the 20 or the FaceSpace. I want to think he's on the 20. He's probably on the FaceSpace too. But y'all, if you see John in Vermont on the 20 or the FaceSpace, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. See, y'all, it's been forever since we've been over here at Spotting Big Fatty, but y'all, I think the last time I was over here, that Peter G had spotted Big Fatty and said, forget the lime report, Big Fatty gives us the cucumber report. Big Fatty, that is awfully big, but it's green. You might need a medicated sow, maybe. Y'all, Toppy Smelly has spotted Big Fatty, and Big Fatty, y'all, it looks like one of those sumo wrestler outfits, like you dress up at a sports ball game and people would wrestle or something. And it says, Big Fatty tests out his new fart suit. Big Fatty, it's just full of farts. And y'all, then the final one that I have over here at Spotting Big Fatty is spotted by that Peter G. And y'all, it's Big Fatty and that Kellyanne wearing that outfit she wore to the inauguration, and it says, well, now, who wore it better, Kellyanne or Big Fatty? Well, Big Fatty, I must say, you're awfully dashing with your red gloves. So y'all, I'm just going to do a little chitter-chatting. Y'all, don't forget that tonight, tonight on CBS. Y'all, it is the premiere. It is the premiere of The Survivor. And y'all, these are all returning players, so it might be an okay season. We'll just have to see. Y'all, it's gonna have to be a great season to beat the millennials versus Gen X. I gotta tell you, that was one of my favorites of all time. Y'all, I've been listening to a couple of little shows here lately, and y'all, I'm just gonna say, and this kind of gets back to David's call on yesterday's little show. Y'all, you know, there's some things that are challenging that are, you know, that you know, it life is a four-letter word, and there are good parts of life and there are bad parts of life, and what makes your life is how you deal with them. Y'all, the Faye Driver, he announced on his little show, y'all, that he has, his job is being eliminated. And, but I think he's got like 6 months or something like that. But, it sounds to me like he might be able to find another position at his coal mine up there in the northern Mexico. But, y'all, I have to say he appeared to be in pretty good spirits. Y'all, the one thing that I will say, when you're dealing with bad things that are happening in your life, it's you've got to take care of yourself. You've got to put time in to making sure that you don't go into this downward spiral and all. And how you deal with things is going to make you a better person. And y'all, a lot of people revert to like, you know, oh, I'm going to sleep a lot, or I'm just going to eat everything in sight. That's how I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to keep to myself. I'm going to be a hermit. That's just not healthy. You need your friends. And the friend you need the most is yourself. And y'all, you can't let yourself down. Put your energy, you know, like with the Faye Driver. If you're losing your job, then you got to put your energy into finding a job. That's your new job, is to find a job. Or you know, if you're gonna take a little while off before you do that, then stay active. Don't just piddle. Fanny, the place, if you piddle, you'll have to clean it up. Well, you know what I mean. But as the old Stinkpot says on his little show, y'all, you just got to keep your chin up and look out for yourself and keep moving forward. Yes, Big Fanny, move the show forward. That's what I always say. I believe that's trademark, though. And y'all, I don't want to minimalize these things, and because y'all, I know that it's much easier to say for Big Fatty to sit here and say these things than it is to actually do them. But y'all, you got to look out for yourself. I'm just gonna say it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at Potter's, my co-pilot. Y'all, I don't know if they are starting their 10th year or if they've just completed their 10th year. Taffy and Taylor and Rodan are over there, and kids, just out of curiosity, in the 10 years you've done the little show, was there one highlight that stood out more than anything else in that 10 years?
Our lives would be lesser had we never got to meet Big Fatty.
Oh my God, yes, amen.
Oh, Big Fatty, they must have done a drunky cast, yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.